Thank you, Faith. Although I didn't hear a thing you said, it's wonderful to watch and feel you. And good evening to you who have gathered here this evening. I join you from November dark Sweden, just at the water's edge. In the archipelago of the Baltic Sea. Whether you're new here or you have this as an important part of your life, welcome to us all. We'll start with some meditation and since we cannot see each other, there are good things and bad things about that, but we can make use of the intimacy of our practice space. And so what I like you to do this evening is to find a posture your body really likes to be in. Whatever you've learned about meditation in the past, put it aside. Just listen within what kind of posture is supportive and good for your body in this moment. And if you don't know, you just remain where you are. If you have not already, let your eyes gently close. Let yourself turn to your personal living and changing experience within. You can help yourself to become more embodied in your presence by taking some fuller, wider, filling breaths. Breathe in all directions. Breathe in to your chest. Breathe downwards. Breathe into your back. Breathe upwards into your shoulders and head. Let the breath widen multidirectionally. And on the out breath, empty out. Relax exactly everywhere where you can. And where you cannot, let it be. Breathing in fully, breathing out fully, sensing yourself not in a contracted and tight way, rather let yourself experience everything that is you in this moment. Sense your contours. Journey across your own skin. Breathing in fully. Breathing out fully until your breath naturally softens. With the breath softening, you might embody heart and mind to soften as well. Not holding on, not managing, not coaching yourself, let the way you attend yourself, let the way your present with the living breath, let it be kind and friendly. Every moment of true awareness is kind. As your attention turns more within, deeper within, perhaps, as your attention becomes more sensitive to nuances, in this practice, as we're gathering, I'd like to invite you, let your body explore some micro movements, movements so subtle they may not be visible. It may be the slightest movement of your head. Or an opening of your palm. The swaying of your spine. The mind, the ego mind, tends to fixate experience. We bring breath. We invite movement and flexibility. There is a releasing of fixation, of fixed holding. So let yourself move subtly with presence. With kind attention. letting yourself explore rather than focusing on doing it right or not right. Opening to your experience. Letting your experience truly become embodied. Not looking from the mind, but being present in the body, through the body. The stream of ever-changing experience, the stream of awareness, movement of breath, warmth, the chill, pressures and itches and tinglings, touch, sound, a certain inner atmosphere, moods, thoughts and stories, old narratives, future projections, hopes and fears, memories, moving, changing, moving through. Let yourself breathe with your experience. Let the silence, the presence-filled silence that we share, let it impact you. Let it impact your heart. Will come to end this meditation with a silent bow. Welcome to stretch. Caring for your body. I'll speak a little bit and then I look forward to sharing further with you, hearing your questions and your reflections. All of us gathered here we sit, we lay, we stand, whatever posture your body is in, with sky above, earth below, and so it has been throughout all times. The worst of human experiences, the most sublime experiences, the whole stream of human experience, all has taken place with sky above and earth below. We get preoccupied with our life's journey, managing the best we can. And yet there is a timelessness. That is so very central to human nature. A little while ago, I came across one of the oldest poems ever written down on a piece of papyrus some 4,000 years ago, about the same time as some human beings started to use oil lamps. And as you listen to me speak for a little while this evening, I'd like to invite you to make a connection between your ears and your heart and your belly. Listen from another place than perhaps where you normally listen from. This unknown poet says, "Death is before me today, like the recovery from illness, like going forth into a garden after sickness. Death is before me today, like the odor of myrrh, like sitting under a sail in good wind. Death is before me today, like the course of a stream, like the return from a warship to home. Death is before me today, like the home one longs to see after years spent as a captive." We spend a lot of time, we cannot help it, holding on, clinging to experience, clinging to circumstances. And yet, in the moments of release and letting go, there is peace in emptying out. There is peace of emptiness. In fact, peace emanates from our empty nature and the empty nature of all. It's a dark night here. So dark. And in the darkness of night, things dissolve, the contours of things. We know when we let go into deep sleep, how wonderful it is to disappear for a little while. The person of history, the ego mind, contracts around change, and yet one of the fundamental characteristics of existence is this flow of change, anicca, the flow of changing experience. You can watch it around you as the seasons change. And you can watch it and know it intimately in your own experience, simply by sensing, simply by being present. When we contact this river-like nature of all things, and we invite ourselves to release, to relax, control, managing, coaching. So that's something else that is true and authentic in the moment can arise. We're so time-bound in our perspective, have you noticed? We can come to the practice of awakening with the perspective that first I'll work through my issues and I'll organize my closet and then I'll study the seven awakening factors and then perhaps there'll be an opening experience. But the beauty of this practice is that it's so absolutely immediate and so absolutely timeless. It's not only for the once in a century Mahayogini sage or great mystic, but for you, for each one of us. This spring, I emptied out my mother's house and looking around in the attic, in the basement, in the cupboards, endless things to sort. And what do I do with the letters and all things kept, all things accumulated? One woman, Margareta Magnusson, I think she's in her 80s, 90s. She wrote a book some years ago that became really popular called The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. And in this book, she suggested to engage in the practice of clearing out and emptying out your life before it's time to go and leave the body. Unfortunately, my mother had not read this book before she left her home. But this spirit of letting go, it frees up a space, a room, a field, a territory where we can begin to notice something else than the habitual, the constructed, that which has been accumulated over time as a familiar response of contracting. A little bit like the amoebas, you know, these original beings on Earth in the first seas of life, these one-celled creatures that expand when something is good, interesting, nourishing, and contracts in fear when something is threatening and dangerous. This is part of our inheritance. We have amoeba hearts. We have amoeba nervous systems that open when things are pleasant, but contract so easily and then become fixed and tight. Meditation practice is the art of letting go, opening to a kind, clear presence. Awareness is the innate capacity to notice the immediate and the subtle, and presence that embodying of what is true, what is real, what is awake. Awakening that is with earth below and sky above, part of human and earth potential. As we practice meditation, we're invited to pay attention, kind attention. And so when the mind gets caught up in the time axis, mind always thinking about things in the past or what is it going to do in the future, it doesn't settle in the moment. I don't have time. I need more time. Time is running out. Time is of the essence. And yet, here and now, when we take a breath, when we relax a little, we let the emptying out of the stories of our life, we let them empty out. We can discover just how malleable time is. One moment of wholehearted presence and the now begins to swell and expand, so rich with meaning. In all simplicity, simply sitting, in one contracted moment, as we wait for the meditation to end or something more interesting to happen, one moment can be so challenging, torturous. In this time that we're living, of atomic time, you know, it's not that long ago, from an Earth perspective, 30,000 years ago, we measured moon phases, the migration of birds, and there were oil lamps, candle clocks, water clocks, hourglasses. I read recently that in ancient Greek and Roman times, the daytime was 12 hours, but those 12 hours were different in winter and summertime because there was more or less daylight. So the winter 12 hours were very short and the summer 12 hours were long and stretched out. We have the idea that time is parceled out, it's fixed, it's ticking. I went to teach a retreat some weeks ago, and coming from the airport, I was going to catch a train, and I was timing myself. It's like, oh, I have 2 minutes, I'll get on the train. And I was going to the front of the train and I thought, oh, I have 30 seconds left. I can get to the carriage where my seat is. And I went there. We're down to seconds, milliseconds. Not so long ago, there were mechanical clocks. Train stations, once the railroad started to be constructed, had different times because time was not synchronized. What would it mean in your inner experience to be free from the concept of time? Emptiness, this process of emptying out, at times can be experienced as no time. But truly, in the quieting down within, the deeper listening, there's a kind of inner territory where time and timelessness becomes one thing. In our day-to-day life, the parceled out, intensely measured time is what gives the constructed sense of self stability and security. It's like we're explaining away anicca, the process of change through time. But actually, living reality is much more nicely unglued than we think. In fact, all times live in you, all times since the beginning of time, from that amoeba heart to just this moment. It is quite common when we practice presence that we emerge from the practice of awareness, feeling a freshness, the freshness of time. Oh, here I am. When we begin to gather ourselves to here and now, rather than being spread out over time, into the past, into the future, spread out in our ideas, beliefs, hopes, fears. When we withdraw awareness from past and future, we settle now. That's an expression of trust, a fundamental trust. Perhaps an experience of I am, of beingness. In fact, the more we slow down, the more it moves us towards presence. And then more time becomes experientially available to us. Now, this is something interesting, a gateway, a sense of eternity. The more we're wholeheartedly present, the more time is available to us experientially. You have enough time to be. So this territory of stillness, this still point is available to us. And why is it that we do not trust that actions can arise and proceed from inner stillness, that we have to do it, manage it, coach it, ourselves, life, everything along? It is my understanding that this fundamental reconnecting with the silence and the emptiness that is in the midst of all the change, all the flux, all the dynamism of life, all the evolution of life and life on this earth, this essential reconnecting is needed for human beings to meet Earth's coming challenges. For us to be able to respond appropriately and with wisdom, we need to be settled in our empty, timeless nature. And here is a poem for you from Martha Postlethwaite. Do not try to save the whole world or do something grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world. So death is before us today. Don't look away. Death is before us today. Dare to love. Do what needs to be done. As we deepen in presence, as we dare to empty out and let go and do our death cleaning, something interesting happens with the human heart. Hafiz, the beloved poet of the Persians, says, "One regret, dear world, that I am determined not to have when I'm lying on my deathbed is that I did not kiss you enough." Love and kindness emanates from the void, the empty ground. Here's some words from Mary Oliver. "I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichen and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on the riverbed, nothing between me and the white fire of the stars. But my thoughts, as they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. All night I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell as if in water, grappling with the luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better." Death is before you today. Let yourself vanish and reemerge and vanish. Perhaps it is so that knowing your empty, no time nature makes you more functional, not less. Ryokan, who was born in 1758, he became a Zen priest when he was 18 years old. He was known as the gentlest of beings. And I'd like to end my part of the sharing this evening, this day, whatever it might be for you, with some words from one of his days in his life. First day of spring, the sky is bright blue, the sun is huge and warm, everything is turning green. Carrying my monk's bowl, I walk to the village to beg for my daily meal. The children spot me at the temple gate and happily crowd around, dragging my arms till I stop. I put my bowl on a white rock, hang my bag on a branch. First we braid grasses and play tug of war. Then we take turns singing and keeping a kickball in the air. I kick the ball and they sing. They kick and I sing. Time is forgotten. The hours fly. People passing by point at me and laugh. Why are you acting as such a fool? I nod my head and do not answer. I could say something, but why? Do you want to know what is in my heart? From the beginning of time, justice, justice. The noble art of embodied awareness is so simple. Letting go, stopping, opening. Not shoring up, gathering and accumulating too much so that we may live with lightness, sky above, earth below. This spring, as I shared with you, I helped emptying my mother's home. And some time ago, I began packing up my own home, preparing to move. And I managed to pack my meditation bowl, and so therefore we have to bow silently as we end the meditation, and I have to bow to you as I end this talk. And speaking of bells, there's some beautiful lines about the mysterious nature, the empty, interconnected nature of all things. The temple bells have stopped ringing, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. May we open to our experience. May we pay attention and practice with great kindness. So it's time for anything that you wish to share. Now, I didn't hear what Faith's instructions were. We'll follow her instructions. If you like to come on screen, maybe we're lucky and I can actually hear what you say. And otherwise, you're welcome to write your questions and we'll take it from there. And I hope you know this, but we can all do with being reminded. You do not have to write a smart or eloquent question. Just share as one human being to another. Share in the Sangha, and your question will be of benefit for all of us. Hi, Larry. Would you speak more of the expanding and contracting of the amoeba and how it applies to us and how to practice with it? Well, you can just turn to your experience now in this moment, particularly around the heart area. When we like something, our thoughts and our mind turn to things we like. We want to keep it. But this also happens in the whole of our body. We can walk down the street and somebody, probably minding their own business, is kind of giving us a neutral or uninterested look, and our heart goes, or somebody walks down the street and gives us the warmest smile and the amoeba heart goes. So we can pay attention. The noble art of practicing embodied awareness is to simply be aware. We're not trying to upgrade ourselves, but to open to our experience. So you can be curious about your amoeba nature, study it. Tay, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name in a strange way. How can I best deal with an unexpected death of a loved one that I experienced as traumatic? I'm sorry for your loss. Truth is, I don't know. But our hearts, they can break, and that is okay. We have to let our heart break. We have to let grief have its way with us. And turn to support. Wherever we may find it, we're not solitary beings. We're beings that live in villages, that live in groups. So we need to be supported in times of grief so that we may open and so that our heart can have time to break. There's nothing that makes the loss of a loved one okay and fine. How could it? So this time together as a gathering of practitioners. We can send our best wishes to you and our wishes for peace. Wishes for healing of that which has been traumatic. Each one of us, we will lose what is dear to us. Everything will go, everything will be lost. And yet there is love. And this is mysterious. The love that arises out of emptiness, out of the deepest loss. And if you wish us that are gathered here, if you want to write in the chat any wishes for Tay, please do so. It's important that we offer our support to one another. Hi, John. Before practice, I had a lot of fear. After practice, the fear has noticeably eased. But now, with so much fear, anxiety, my anger has been given a lot more freedom. How to best work with this, please? Although it's not particularly helpful to act out from anger, in anger, there is the seed of strength and courage and the capacity to put limits and act with dignity and uprightness. Within our inner experience, exactly everything has room. The deepest grief, the most heated anger and hate, all of it is welcome. We can breathe with this. In our minds, we can get a little bit complicated. It's like, oh no, I should not be feeling anger. I should be feeling loving kindness. I should not hate. I should not do this, that, the other. As if we're trying to mold ourselves into an idealized image. But truly, noble and upright qualities, the beautiful qualities of human heart, of humankind, arises from within. It is not created, it is not fabricated. So we can take any door. This is what makes practice easy. We can take the anger door and turn to experience in an embodied way. So you feel angry rather than being caught up in the narrative and the story about what happened and what you should do or what you should say. Come back and feel the anger burning in your system. Sit with that anger. Let it boil and distill you into a noble power. So we can take the anger gateway, we can take the grief gateway. Yes, it requires some courage and willingness to be that open. But what is revealed in our experience is not exactly to be managed and meditated away, but honored and no acting out. Let me know how that lands with you, John. The last text was from Ryokan, and Sangha Live will have the poems on the website later on. We'll have time for any other question or reflection that you may have, or anything you want to share for that matter. And then we're going to end with a short practice of loving kindness and dedicating our practice for all beings. So, see your question, Faith. I'll write it here. Being silent together is not a bad thing. And if you let yourself just slightly de-emphasize the screen in front of you, then instead use your body to sense how we're actually gathered here in this moment, spread out across the earth, around you, beside you, yes, in front of you, behind you, on different continents. Yes, Victoria, come on camera, I would love that, and we'll see if I can hear you, since something happened with the sound. So we'll see if Victoria manages to come online or come on screen.
Lila, there's another question in the box. Victoria often has problems coming on. The technology in Victoria's system doesn't work well. So maybe you want to answer Veronique's question?
Okay, since I'm not seeing anything on my end, I think what I like to do, and I'm sorry not to meet you and see you, Victoria. I like to invite us for a practice of loving kindness. Let me just check the questions as I like to give this space. Okay, I see your question. Veronique, sorry. Let's see here. How about grief around moving from a place I lived in for 27 years and not having found a new place to buy, moving to a temporary rental? It's good to have a home. And it's hard when we haven't found our space. What to do? And then to do what we can and breathe with the challenges. It's good to have a sense of care for one's life, to protect one's awakening, to do what one can to have life circumstances and habits that supports a depth of presence. And sometimes really challenging things happen in our lives. Change is the one constant, the one sure thing. So sometimes we lose our home. And then we can open to that experience and we grow well through challenge. We grow well through the dukkha of life. If we let our heart open, not easy perhaps, but this is part of earthly condition. I hope you find a wonderful new home, a home that is supportive for your life and your life's journey. May it happen swiftly. So Jane comments that she finds joy in times of power outages. Yes, this can be when we open to experience with heart, wholeheartedness, limitations can actually be profoundly enlivening. When you walked for a long, long hike and you drink clear, fresh mountain water, nothing better. When you cold and come into the warmth, simple pleasures in life to be treasured. And when the 10,000 sorrows hit you, when you have to move through the 10,000 challenges, just one step at a time. Doesn't mean anything is going wrong. It's just what it's like to live under the sky, above the earth, on the face of the earth. So now, if you wish, if there is some place in your being where you can relax, simply be, just relax. Let yourself breathe out and turn to your heart this evening, your heart center. You're in the center of your chest. Visit yourself there. Don't look down. Take the elevator down. Visit. The nature of the human heart is kind. So we can remember our innate wishing well. Starting with wishing yourself well. Take some breaths, take some time to wish what you truly wish for, out of care, wishing for home, wishing for support in your grief, wishing for courage, for clarity of mind, for good health, for energy, for the ability to relax and let go. Wish for what matters in your life. Without any effort, watching, noticing, letting, the wishing for goodness to effortlessly widen and expand in all directions. To all of us gathered here now, wishing each other well. May you live with ease and with kindness. May you have many friends and supportive life circumstances, a good home, may your path be bright and deep, may you awaken to your nature, may you live with joy. Allowing this field of kind wishing to effortlessly ripple out in waves of kindness, wishing well to all our relations, to all those that have crossed our paths, that we share life with. May you too live with ease, have good health, and live with joy. Allowing the heart's wishing to ripple outwards simply by valuing and recognizing the heart's kindness. Simple presence with kindness. Letting the wishing extend in all directions, including all beings without exception, worthy, unworthy, young, old, of all shapes and forms possible, the smallest creatures in the waters, in the air, in the soil, to the creatures of magnificent proportions, four-legged beings, beings clad in bark and leaves, taking some breaths with this family of beings on this earth. May we all be safe. May we live with wisdom and dignity. May we live with care. extending a particular stream of kindness to those that are suffering in this moment. Opening the heart to compassion. And then before we end, let your heart be silent. Simply listening and sensing. Listen to the silence between us and within us. Thank you for your presence this evening. May all good things come to you and may your path be blessed. May the fruit of our practice this evening be for the good of all beings, spreading far and wide. May there be peace.